Good morning. Thank you for being here today. We're going to sing number 605 for our opening hymn, Living for Jesus. So those that are able, if you would stand, please, and join us in this hymn that Florence chose for today. Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love constrains me to answer His call, follow His leading, and give Him my all. Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus wherever I am, doing each duty in His holy name, willing to suffer affliction or loss, deeming each trial a part of my cross. Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for Thee alone. Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure, the light of His smile. Seeking the lost ones He died to redeem, bring the weary to find rest in Him. Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to Thee, for Thou in Thy atonement didst give Thyself for me. I owe no other Master, my heart shall be Thy throne, my life I give henceforth to live, O Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, thank You for this day. Thank You for the beautiful words to the hymn that we have just sung, chosen by Florence as she lived her life for You 100 years on this earth. And so we gathered this morning in Your presence to celebrate the life that You have blessed her with and to thank You for all the ways in which she touched us. Incredible ways. Father, we say thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is the one who has made the way to heaven. Because Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. And so we come and we ask for you to fill this sanctuary with your wonderful presence. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And I'd like to welcome all of you here today and certainly to thank you for coming. I know it means a lot to the family. As I said in the prayer, we are here to celebrate Florence's life. 100 years and almost 6 months, actually, as her birthday was in February. Florence loved the early morning hours of the day. She would get up early and be outside busy during the spring, summer, and fall at least, doing her lawn and garden and whatever needed to be done and doing things inside that needed to be done. And one of the scripture verses she chose for today is from Psalm 143, verses 8 and 10. I'll read that. It says this, "Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground." And that's such a beautiful prayer. That was one of Florence's prayers, I'm sure, every day, Psalm 143, verses 8 and 10. I'll read the obituary at this time. Florence Jane Beekler Hauck was born on a farm southeast of Scotland on February 2nd, 1924, to Edmund and Johanna Deicher Beekler. She was baptized on April 20th, 1924 at the Scotland Congregational Church by Hugo Bauman and was confirmed in July of 1939 at the Bethany Reformed Church by Reverend Hugh Zog. And I'm wondering if his first name was Ulrich, but I'm not 100%. I remember her and Viola Newharth talking about Reverend Zog in past years. She attended rural schools and graduated from Scotland High School in 1942. She then attended Southern State Teachers College, after which she taught in several rural schools. Florence was united in marriage to Raymond A. Hauck on May 4th, 1947. Together they farmed southeast of Menno until they retired in 1983. To this union, one daughter, Marlis, was born. Florence was a member here of Salem Reformed Church. She was active in the women of the church and also a Sunday school teacher for many years. Florence's greatest enjoyment was her family, friends, and especially her granddaughter, Carrie Jo Fenner Oster. She liked to read, sew, quilt, and garden. Her favorite flower was the gladiola. And if you looked at the casket spray, you see several of them in there, as beautiful as they are, and she grew them as well. She enjoyed raising them, as it says, and shared them on Sunday morning church services. We always enjoyed them very much. Florence is survived by her daughter, Marlis, and husband, Alan Fenner of Menno, South Dakota, and her granddaughter, Carrie, and her husband, Zach Oster, of Whitewater, Wisconsin. Her brothers and sisters-in-law, Arlena Hauck, Don and Joanne Frosch, Verlin Hauck, Marilee Hauck, Larry and Marilyn Hauck, and many nieces and nephews, and great-nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her parents, Edmund and Johanna Beekler, her husband, Ray Hauck, on October 26, 1995. Her brother, Orville Beekler. Her nephew, Lynn Beekler, and niece, Marcy Eng. May God bless her memory always in our hearts and lives and minds. Another scripture passage that Florence chose for today is from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Jesus speaking on the night before the cross as he's trying to comfort his disciples and preparing them for what was coming. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Amen. This time we'll have a special music. "I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry," which is a family song. And David Herbold's going to sing that for us this morning. Thank you, David and Jennifer. Beautiful, beautiful song. I want to read from Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10. Now, these verses Florence did not choose, but I'd ask the family if I could read them, because many of you probably know this is the story of the virtuous woman. And as I've known Florence all these years, I've always thought of her. In this way. I wouldn't expect her to choose this because she was so very humble. All of her days, She wouldn't say this about herself, but I think we could probably all agree this was Florence. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Interesting, she has a shade of purple on today. Her husband is respected at the city gate when he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. What a beautiful passage there. Many of you have known Florence all of your lives. Certainly as I think back to 1978 when we came here with my parents, that was 46 years ago, which is almost half of her life. And what a blessing to know Florence, quite a special, dear, dear lady. As I said, I've thought about these verses for Florence for quite a while. Not trying to exalt her or lift her up, because she would never want that. But the key of this whole passage that I read is in that second to the last verse, 30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so in this, verses 10 to 31, that makes 22 verses. The interesting part of these 22 verses is that in the Hebrew alphabet, as this was the original language of the Old Testament, most of it, the Hebrew alphabet has 22 letters in it. Our alphabet has 26. There's 22 verses. And God, inspiring the psalmist probably 3,000 years ago, wrote this psalm, these 22 verses, as an acrostic. Each verse, starting with the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet and going successively through every letter, starting all each verse from beginning to end. And so how amazing is that? It's an acrostic. We know what that is, and why that way? To make it memorable. That's why. We have acrostics we use today. A simple one would be for grace. G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. We remember that. And so as they learned these psalms, this an acrostic, we see that other times in some of the psalms, but that's what this is here. Proverbs, this is the last chapter of the book of Proverbs. It ends, describing a woman of very strong character, a woman of great wisdom and skill, a woman of strong faith. And it should be an inspiration to all of us, men and women, actually. The fear of the Lord, again, that's the key to this. The woman who fears the Lord, that's what these verses are about. The Amplified Bible brings out a definition of the fear of the Lord. It says, one who reverently worships, obeys, and serves and trusts in the Lord with awe-filled respect. And so I want to just look at, I'm not going through the whole 22 verses, because that would take quite a while. But I want to look at three points that I see just as a touch over in these verses. First, in the first probably 9 verses at least, and some others, we see the blessings that come to the family. From this woman who fears the Lord, just a couple of the first verses again, a wife of noble character. Who can find? In other words, this is a rare individual. She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. Another translation says her husband trusts in her and she will greatly enrich his life. She will not hinder him, but she will help him all the days of her life. 48 years Ray and Florence enjoyed together, before Ray's life ended so suddenly in October of 1995. What a blessing those 48 years were of living together, serving the Lord together here in this church, giving their lives in incredible ways, living marriage the way God designed it way back in Genesis chapter 2 from the beginning, God's plan. And then living as a widow for almost 29 years, still serving the Lord faithfully in so many ways, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But verse 13 of this passage says, she selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. And I'm pretty sure that Florence won some awards with Make It With Wool, right? Yeah. And I remember different outfits she would wear that she would tell me that she had made that out of wool. She gets up while it is still dark, and she did. Provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. And so, as I've been told, yes, in the wee hours of the morning, she'd get up and do a lot of her baking and cooking and cleaning and laundry and then maybe lay down for a nap and get up. But as the blessings to the family in these first many verses out of the 22, it all starts with her reverence to God, the source of our life. That's where it starts. Revering the Lord is number one. And then the blessings come down to the family, and they flow down. And the second point that we see in this psalm is the blessings then to others that flow out of this fear for God. And that comes in verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hand to the needy. And she did. She was always concerned about others. The poor, the needy, the underdog, I would say that. I can think of so many things over the years, our years here, our 20 years, my wife and I, the banquet at Yankton. Interestingly enough, tonight is our church's turn to serve at the banquet. And as long as she could be there, she was there. And so we will be thinking about her tonight. Our vacation Bible school, Every year, the evening offerings throughout the week are always going to a mission project. Oftentimes, it was a contest between the boys and girls just to try to spur some excitement of the giving. And Florence would usually wait till about Thursday of that week, and she'd come by the office and say, well, who's ahead so far? Well, it didn't matter if it was the boys or girls. She would say, well, here's the offering, and I want you to give it to the ones that are behind. She went for the underdog. And the mission work, of course, I don't know all how she gave. I know she gave. That was so important to her. Even the mission work of the women of the church, she was faithfully involved in that. But going on in verse 26, it says about this woman, the virtuous woman, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. And yes, her wisdom, serving as a Sunday school teacher, I imagine she probably helped in confirmation work too over the years. Serving, the blessing that flows to others. That's what I'm talking about here, this woman that fears the Lord. Serving, as I said, in the women of the church. Serving, I wonder how many funerals she served at. Hundreds, I would imagine. With her famous nut pudding, which, by the way, that recipe is in your funeral folder. And Marlis made two bowls of it today. I hope we don't fight over that at lunch. Serving. Someone reminded me here just before the service, Florence and Ray, I don't know which or if both of them were on the search committee that went to Arlington, Nebraska in 1978 to extend a call to my parents to come and serve this church. How special that was. So blessings to family, blessings then that trickle down to others, and then thirdly, the blessings of hard work and just enjoying life. We see that. Verse 17, I'll jump back to that one. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. Her gardening, as we know, was incredible. The yard was near to perfection. I had to chuckle at some notes that Carrie had wrote that were given to me about she would often have to lift up the branches of the evergreen trees so Florence could mow under them. And that does take two people to do that, we know. She knew what had to be done with the plants, the trees, and if she didn't, if there was a problem with them, she was going to find out what to do about it. She was always learning. Her gladiolas, as was read about in the obituary, yes, we absolutely enjoyed those. And I was wondering if I was going to see that brass bowl here today, but we didn't. She had this brass bowl, and Carrie talked about it. She'd stick those gladiolas in because there were spikes in the bottom of the bowl, and she'd have them arranged just perfectly. We enjoyed them all summer long. Once they came, and she was always so concerned of if it was a wet year, were they going to be flooded out, and she would have no gladiolas to share. Her lamp does not go out tonight. At night. Verse 25, she's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. There's many points on that. She can laugh at the days to come. I think part of that is she has no fear of what is coming because her trust is in the Lord. And, of course, her freezer was full and the pantry was full of all that she canned and froze, and so she was well supplied. You know, in this day and age in which we live, and not the people that do that are less and less all the time, and if something happens and we run out of things, people get in a panic, don't they? But people that know how to live this way, they can laugh at the days to come. The other part of it is just the joy of the Lord and enjoying life. And she did. We could all think of examples if we had time to share. In our years back here, it was always yearly in the winter, we had a supper at Florence's. Everything, of course, home-cooked. Homemade, home-cooked, absolutely delicious. You all know how it went. And usually with Milo and Marilee and Dolores Bender. And then it was game time. Rummikub, which there's what it's sitting out there on the table, or dominoes. And by the time 10 o'clock would roll around, Ann and I were ready for bed, my wife and I. And the rest were going full speed. And we would say, you know, we have to go home. And we did. And I know the secret now, again, as I read some of Carrie's remarks, that she said, Grandma loved naps. I thought, that's how she did that. Yeah, because she could nap and I couldn't, and so. But the key to it all of this, again, and I'm not saying Florence was perfect, because we know none of us are, but she did have a reverential fear for the Lord that verse 30 brings out. I'll read it once more. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And so just in closing, a couple remarks on John 14 that she did request for today. A beautiful passage that we all know well. And as beautiful as Florence kept her place, it was amazing, we all know. It can never compare to the glory and majesty and splendor of heaven that she is experiencing right now. It can never compare to the mansion, as the King James, New King James Version speaks, that Jesus has prepared for her. We read that. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may also be." And so the other morning, as Florence drew that last breath, it's just in a moment that she is ushered into eternity. And even that night, as that early evening, as before, as things really changed and started going downward, and some of us were able to be there with her, and of course, what were we singing? We were singing "In the Garden." Did I skip that? I did. Oh my goodness, I just realized that. Well, we'll have to sing one. We'll sing that in a moment. Because that was Florence's favorite hymn. And even though she was not responsive very much, we started singing that hymn at her bedside, and her lips started moving, mouthing the words right with us. She loved that song. So this scripture, as it says, and as the first part of the verse, we see it on our screen. Jesus is the only way. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Many of you have probably heard me say this. I'll just say it in closing. If sometimes people will stop by the church here, not familiar with the area at all, and maybe they're trying to go to Scotland, and they'll come in the church, "Well, what's the best way to get to Scotland?" And I'll tell them, "Well, if you want Blacktop, there's three ways. You can go back up here to Highway 18, over to 25, and down. Or you can go down here just 2.5 miles to Maxwell Colony Road, go through the colony to 25, and down. Or if you want a more scenic route, you can go down past the Stone Church across the river and take that Blacktop Road into Scotland. There's three ways if you want Oil Road to Scotland from Menno. But there is only one way to heaven, and Jesus states it as clear as he can say it right here. No one comes to the Father except through me." Let's sing "In the Garden." I'm sorry I missed that. That was to be after my Proverbs reading. You can remain seated for this. Number 635. Every time, at least at the care center that I was there having a service, and we could ask for requests, Florence would say, "Number 8. That's what it was. "In the Garden." Has ever known. He He speaks and the sound of His voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing and the melody that He gave to me within my heart is ringing. And He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with Him, though the night around me be falling, but He bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen. If you'd stand, please, if you are able, for the closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank You for Florence. Such a sweet, dear, dear lady that we love so much. Lord, You are the giver of life, and we give You honor and praise this day. You are the conqueror of death. We know that from life's first cry to final breath, You are the one who commands our destiny. You are God Most High. And Father, we thank You for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is the resurrection and the life. Lord, for Your word, when You said, whoever believes in You, though he or she may die physically, yet shall she live, as we think of Florence today. And again You said, whoever lives and believes in You would never die. We know, Father, it's just a stepping over into eternity, leaving this fleshly body and spirit and soul going to be with You. And so, Heavenly Father, with faith in Your great mercy and in Your wisdom, we do entrust Florence Houck to Your eternal care. We praise You, Lord God, for Your steadfast love to Florence all the days of her earthly life. We thank You for all that she was and still is to those gathered here and others who aren't able to be here, as we loved her so very much, for all the memories she has left us with. And finally, Lord God, we thank You that for Florence, death itself is now past, and that she has entered into heaven to spend eternity with You. And Lord, we pray together now the prayer that You have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. If you would please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may He equip you with everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to have a prayer for the meal before our closing hymn. I'm going to have it now because, of course, the family would like for all of you to be able to stay for lunch. Those that are not going to the cemetery, if you're staying here, the family has requested that you go ahead and start on the meal as you're seated in the social hall, and as we come back, we will join you, okay? That's their request, so don't feel funny about it, okay? Let's have a prayer for the meal. Father, thank you. Thank you for all of this day, and as we go to the social hall for a time of fellowship and sharing memories of Florence and stories and laughs and joys of how she touched all of our lives, we ask that you bless the food that has been prepared to the nourishment and strength of our bodies. Thank you for all that have brought and prepared portions of this meal today with great love in their hearts. We thank you for the women of the church giving a large part of their day to be here to serve all of us. Bless them as well. In Jesus' name, amen. So we will sing as our closing hymn, Beyond the Sunset. Again, this is Florence's request.